We have 1 minute before we officially begin, and so I'm going to open us up here at the start, even though we're not doing our official welcome for 1 minute. I'm going to open us up here at the start with a wonderful little greening force focus. This is from Hildegard de Bingen, and it's called The Blessing. May the blessing of creativity and greening power grow strong within you. And that is basically the umbrella under which we are standing this evening. May the blessing of creativity and the exploration of your greening force grow strong within you. This is the first of a four-part teleseminar series that we are going to have in the next 4 weeks to explore your greening force. And the greening force is natural this time of year. So it's really exciting to be here with you live on the teleseminar call, and also to know that you're going to be picking up this call as a recording. Welcome, welcome, whenever you're listening. It's always the right time to green, and yet here at the summer season on the Northern Hemisphere, we can really create a tremendous amount of traction. So here it is, 7:15 on July the 3rd, 2017. We're stepping into our Exploring Your Greening Force, Renhouse Studios Summer School. This is Donna Iona Drozda, and I'm really, really glad that you're here. I'm thrilled that you're here, because the idea of having an idea move out into the world is really what the Greening Force is all about. So I'm going to invite you now, and also when you pick this up as a recording, I'm going to invite you to turn off distractions and give yourself the gift of 45 minutes of just being. And that means that, you know, if you need a glass of water or if you want your journal with you, you know, go get those things and have them. However, you really don't need them, because the recording will be there, and this evening when the call is live, you can really just relax and take in the information. You know, when I go to retreats of a certain wisdom teaching, there is always the beginning, 101, the review. And it's always about how, no matter who we are, no matter when we were born, no matter what our health or economic or relational situations are, all we all want is to be happy. From the bugs to the birds to the bodies that we inhabit, we're really looking to find a place where we can feel at home. So this evening, in our first of four parts of exploring our greening force, we're going to be moving ourselves toward the idea of bringing ourselves home. So again, I'd like to thank you for being here, and I would like you to know that as you settle in and listen, I'm going to be inviting you to make a commitment, and it's going to be a commitment to you and to your creativity. And as I mentioned in one of the emails, it doesn't matter whether your creativity is working in your studio or working in your kitchen garden or being out in the world in the nonprofit sphere, really making things happen, or if you're in the boardroom. It doesn't matter where your creative expression is happening. I invite you to make a commitment to the creation of collaboration for this quarter. Let's define the quarter. So, in the natural calendar, which I have been walking since 1989, under the guidance first of Robert Kent Myers and Jackie Welker and Adina Walker, I have been walking this natural calendar now for over 30 years, and it has made a tremendous foundation for everything that I do as an artist and as a creative. As part of my introduction to you who don't know me or haven't worked with me for a long time, I am artist in residence at Renhouse Studio here in Virginia Beach, and I offer programs online. I write a blog. I have just started doing videos, which I'll be telling you about. And I also have been 17 years on the faculty at the Virginia Museum of Contemporary Arts, creating programming for artists of all ages, creatives of all ages. So I'm here with you this evening as a collaborator. I'm not a teacher so much as I am a co-creator. We're all in this together. And no matter what your primary discipline is as a creative person, or even if you say, oh my gosh, I've disconnected from my creativity, I don't even know where it is, no matter what you're using as the touchstones in your life, I really want to assure you that you don't have to believe in anything that's being brought to you in these four teleseminars. What I'm sharing with you are tools. They're tools for creative connection, and they can't hurt you. They can't do any harm to you or to anyone, anybody else. And I mean, isn't that an amazing breath of fresh air as we're moving through this time on the planet? So we're working with a circle, and we're working with a circle that mirrors the season. And I've been working with this circular, seasonal, cyclical, what I call the Earth calendar, natural calendar. I've been working with it since 1989, as I mentioned, and I have been making this work my own since 1994. And that's what I want to impress upon each of us here in this first gathering, is that as you're taking in the information, it's really, really useful to just begin to see and sense and feel how this information falls in for you, how it lines up for you, what it feels like for you, so that you can begin to sense into your own way of walking this natural wheel from season to season through the cycles of the moon. So I want to give us a little 101 review, and I know it's going to be good for all of us, those of us who have never met the circular calendar, and those of us who have been walking it for as long as I have, or for even longer than I have. When we look at the circular calendar, I want to give you your first little creative journal prompt. When we start working with a creative calendar, the first thing we want to do is we want to just close the eyes. And I want you to imagine that you've got a paper plate in front of you, like a paper plate, not a styrofoam plate, nothing chinette, just a basic, really simple paper plate that you turn upside down. And that's your circle. I want you to visualize that as your circular calendar. And then I want you to imagine that you could place in the middle of this circular calendar a smaller circle so that it sits in the middle of the paper plate standing in as the circle of the year, the natural year. Now, I'd like you to take a moment, and I'd like you to imagine three different sizes of coins. And I'd like you to imagine that you're going to pick one of these coins to trace for the middle of your wheel. You can pick a penny, you can pick a quarter, or you can pick a silver dollar. Just in your own mind, no right or wrong, but just pick one of those circular sizes and imagine that you're now putting it down in the middle of your paper plate and you're going to draw a circle around it. The center of the circle is where we want to get to, and yet we need to know that there's a lot going on the periphery. But this evening, we're going to meet the center of our circle. This is a place where we can come back home. No matter what's going on in our life, we can bring ourselves back home. So it's a really powerful place to be connected to. It's a place where there's openness. We're looking at exploring interdependence today. I kind of found it felt good. Tomorrow, July the 4th, is Independence Day in the United States, and I thought, wouldn't it be lovely to have an Interdependence Day precede it so that we can really imagine ourselves coming together before we declare our independence? We find this way of being able to come together. Again, this is part of the umbrella that we're standing under this evening for our first of these four teleseminars on exploring your greening force, my greening force. So back to our paper plate, back to our coin in the center that we trace a circle around. We want to remember that that circle in the center is our go-to place for opening up to a deeper and wider experience of our own life. It is a place of independence because, well, this is where I live, right? I live in the center of my circle. You live in the center of your circle. So it is a place of independence. But this evening, as we get further into what we're doing here and looking at the flow of the greening force, we realize that, wow, on June 21st, when the summer solstice took place, we began a new pathway on our circular calendar. And so the independence that we're feeling from the center of our wheel, we're beginning to now, let's see, I can't become myself by myself. I have to find a way to connect and collaborate with others. So this is our exciting opportunity to explore our greening force. In the center of our circle, we want flexibility. We want to know that we're not rigid and that we're not resistant. There's a lot of rigidity. There's a lot of resistance around us. We're swimming in an ocean of rigid and rigidity much of the time. But that's not who we are, right? And that's not what we're about when we work with exploring our greening force. We're looking at openness. We're looking at flexibility. We're looking at, well, yeah, I want to know what my resistances are so I can open that fist and let those resistances fly away. We want to know that in the center of our circle, there's the capacity to find order in our experience. And we want to recognize that there is also, in the center, a sense of our destiny. Why am I here? Why are you here? These are huge existential questions, but my goodness, it's so wonderful to ask them as creatives and to ask them as often as we want or need or choose to, and to ask them of one another. It's what we call having an important conversation. You know, what do you sense your destiny is right now? Or if you've been tapping into the blog, the Art Life blog, and if you have been looking at a couple of my new little bumpy videos, you'll note that I'm asking us all the question, what shall I create this year? And I'm asking us to line up with our destination point, our conducting energy, all the me's that I've ever been throughout time and all the you's that you've ever been throughout time creates an extraordinary foundation for what we can collaborate and create as we begin to come together. So we want that sense of destiny, and we want that sense of self-awareness, and even now in the summer, a sense of assertiveness. I mean, this is a big yang energy in the summertime. Spring is building up. We've come out of the quiet of the fall and the winter, and in the springtime, we begin to turn toward the masculine 6 months of the natural calendar year. And so by the time we get to the summer solstice on June the 21st, we're really gearing up to see who we're being and what we're doing together. It's a really beautiful opportunity to sense into how balanced am I. So if we're balanced, and it's tenuous, you know, we lose our balance and we bring our balance back. We lose our balance, we bring our balance back. This is another reason why the focusing of this circular calendar can be a lifeline on the worst of days, and it can be a pulse point. It can just be a place where we can recognize, okay, I'm back, I'm home, I'm back, I'm home. So we get confidence from the natural calendar. You can get confidence in all the different ways you want to. But during these four teleseminars, we really want to bring ourselves back home. We want to be about the idea of opening, independence leading to interdependence, flexibility leading to releasing our resistance, the capacity to see order in our experiences, and having confidence that is based in, rooted in, grounded in. God, that was humbling. You know, I made it through that, but I did succeed, but that was really humbling. And so to have that sense of quiet inner confidence is very different than bravado. We're certainly not looking to be bombastic when we're walking the natural calendar. So that leads us to this idea of having being creative individuals, being willing to collaborate with one another, however we come together. I mean, right here, right now, we're collaborating because I'm sharing this information, you're taking the information in by listening to it, and in so doing, you're going to be maximizing your growth and naturally maximizing your capacity to take action. And that's what the opening of the South Gate is really kind of, it's kind of bidding us, come hither, don't wither on the vine, come hither, and grow yourself. So there's a capacity to do things that we want to do and that we need to do in the area that we choose to do. That's a lot about the south directional pathway of our natural wheel. So again, let's go back to our paper plate diagram. It's just a paper plate, and it's just in your mind. And you've drawn either a penny, a quarter, or a half dollar in the center that gives you a sense of how big your home space is. No right, no wrong, no good, no bad. There's no reason to feel like you have to change it. Because whatever size your inner circle is, that shows you where your comfort zone is. And it can be expanded. It ought to be expanding exponentially each year, because the circle of the natural year is actually a spiral. And so each time we open a circle on spring equinox, each year in late March, well, I guess it's always in March 20th is spring equinox. And so each March when the new calendar wheel opens, we step into this, let's make this a wonderful, expansive, creative year. I mean, do we ever stop choosing that for ourselves? We might have crises. We might have health crises, financial crises, relational crises. You know, today I was very, very sad. Very sad. I actually was checking in to see if a very dear one in my life was going to be on the call this evening. Haven't spoken for a long while. Life is busy. We lose touch with each other. The South Gate says connect. And so I went looking for my friend to see if she was going to be able to join us on the call this evening. And all of a sudden, I start noticing, oh my gosh, her husband has died. It just happened out of the blue. It's being referred to as a tragedy. I don't know what happened. It makes me very, very uncomfortable, even now, as I mention it. So we want to be able to stand at this point in the year, recognizing that there's a criteria for being able to move through the South Gate. It doesn't go away. It's actually the gate that's offering us the opportunity to feel and move in our body, to develop a sense of expression that has a great deal to do with rapid growth and change, and it impacts our emotions greatly. The energy of the South Gate on the wheel impacts our emotions greatly. Go back to the center of the circle, our penny, our quarter, or our half dollar piece gives us a sense of how much room we're making for coming back home again. This is our first teleseminar in exploring your greening force, and we want to have this circle map in mind. And before we work with any other part of the map, we want to get like an overhead view, like an eagle's eye view of the center of the circle. We want to be able to become connected to what's in that center that makes up our capacity to go back home. So in the center of the circle, there are seven elements. Four ancestors and four elements. There's a circle that holds these stones, we could say. And when we know what the ancestors and the elements are, we can do our individual work. I can do my work, you can do your work, we can connect, we can begin to find our way home, back home again, by recognizing the ancestors and recognizing the elements. And when we recognize the ancestors and the elements in the center of the circle, again, not something you have to believe in, it's a toolkit. Wow, isn't it great if I can go home and connect with the ancestors that have moved through every living thing since the beginning of time and that have supported the form that all of living matter takes. So when we look at these first energies in the center of the circle, the ancestral energies, we begin to realize that, you know, no matter how alone, separated, isolated, unsupported we may imagine ourselves to be, we are actually deeply supported by these ancestral energies as tools for connection, as tools for connecting to the self, as tools for connecting to others, which is what we're looking at this evening, summer, as tools for connecting to the bigger field of life, the greater field of life, and for tools for connecting to the mysteries that can never be solved. So let's imagine, you can close your eyes, you can simply relax. You can close your eyes and you can imagine that you're hovering over the circle in the center of your calendar. Not really a calendar yet. In our mind's eye, it's just a paper plate with a circle in the middle of it. We're like 6 years old playing, and we're looking at, wow, I wonder what we're going to make here. So we get over top of the circle in the center, and we begin to put into the circle the ancestors that live there and who create these collaborative relationships that keep us from feeling isolated and alone when we engage them. I can feel alone and cut off, you know, at the drop of a hat, so can you. I can feel like there's nobody who understands me and nobody who gets what I'm going through at all, and so can you. And yet, with this toolkit, believe me, it is very, very supportive. It's foundational. It's a toolkit. And I like to think of it as a power toolkit for greening your force for good, for beauty, and for allowing yourself to have the capacity to grow what you love about your life. So in the center of our circle, here we go. These are our ancestral energies. You don't have to write them down. You don't have to remember them. You just kind of take them in and see how you feel about them. And then when you pick up the recording, you can do the actual homework of drawing them into the center of your circle and getting to know them, maybe making them different design forms or adding colors to them. That would be completely up to you. Remember, when we're exploring the greening force in these four seminars, we're exploring it so that you, by the end, by the fourth, you'll have your own calendar. It won't be mine. I might show you mine a couple times in our videos, but you'll have your own calendar. It's going to be so beautiful. So in the center, we have our four ancestral energies. The first and the greatest ancestral energy is the sun. And we want to be familial, so we call it grandfather sun. Grandpa sun, shining on all equally. Grandpa sun is in the center of our home circle. With grandfather sun is grandmother moon. She reflects. She subdues. And she gives us a tremendous welcome home every time we turn toward her and let ourselves rest in her dream time and replenish ourselves in our sleep. Grandmother Moon dances through the sky, and she's never in the same place two nights in a row. It's so exciting. She reminds us, particularly during the summer months, to dance, to move, to engage our bodies. Even now, you know, to stand up while you're listening from time to time and just kind of sway and do some figure eight lemna stance with your hips and maybe bring your arms up over your head and just twirl. Just be a twirl girl. And remember what it feels like to be in the light of the moon. Oh, I had the most wonderful experience, I have to tell you, on spring equinox, so back in March, it was dawn. It was not even dawn. The light hadn't even come up. And I walked out into the garden, and I have a circle garden that is actually based on this calendar, the circular calendar. And it was here when I moved into the house. It's the most, I just love it so much. So I walked out into my circle garden before dawn. And there are great blue herons nesting in the tall pine trees. The trees are so thick, you can't see the nesting. And they were starting to build the nest over there in springtime. So I'm listening to the squawking of the great blue heron flying in and flying out, building their nest. And I'm just standing stock still in my garden, right at the center, right at the home center wheel of the wheel. And I'm just standing stock still. And there were some kind of plants. I forget what it was. Plants I had growing. Oh, arugula. I had arugula growing, and it was going to seed. And so it was so tall that it was up to my waist, and I was rather camouflaged. And I noticed, I felt, I intuited, somebody's watching me while I'm standing stock still, listening to the great blue heron flying in and out, making their nest. And so I just shifted my eyes, not my body, but just my eyes, and I looked to where I felt like I was feeling that I'm being watched feeling coming from. And there, I counted afterward. I actually counted the footfalls afterward. 10 steps away, fox. Trying to figure out, what's that? What's that? Not moving, but it's not supposed to be there. It's behind the arugula. What is that? So just standing watching me, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I'm looking at fox in the garden. It's not even daylight yet. There's something mystical and magnificent about the Earth calendar, the natural calendar, the calendar that we're getting introduced to as we explore our greening force in this four-part series. And I would, oh my gosh, my hope is that you begin to get enlivened by the idea that we're not alone, we're with the ancestral energy, and this is a natural calendar, and we're natural, and that ain't easy. So, okay, we got grandfather, son, we got grandmother moon, then we get father sky, and then we get mother earth, and those are our ancestral energies, and they permeate and penetrate and create all living beings. Even the mountains are made up of, you know, the residual life forms that were infused with grandfather sun, grandmother moon, father sky, and mother earth. So those ancestral energies, they become part of our, our archetypal, mythological life. We're creative. We ain't supposed to live an ordinary life in an ordinary way. We're supposed to be creative. And we're at the south gate of the natural calendar wheel, and it infuses us with growth. And the growth is our greening force to begin to create a blessing of creativity and greening power strong inside of our core. That's that circle in the middle of the paper plate, strong in the middle of our core, so that we have something that we can draw upon. It's a well that's, you know, hundreds of feet deep. It does not ever dry up. So, also in the center of our wheel, in our little home zone, we could also call it our ohm zone, but right there in the center of the wheel, before we look at anything else that's happening, this evening we simply want to focus on, how do I get myself back home? Well, we're going to look at pathways, and we're going to really build the wheel, but we're just taking a bird's eye view. With the ancestors are the elemental forces, and we use primarily four elemental forces. We refer to, and we connect with, and we get to know, we buddy up with the elemental forces of earth, air, fire, and water. And when we form the circle and bring into the circle the ancestral energies and the elemental energies, I'm telling you, that's a power toolkit. Because no two human beings are going to draw upon the energies of their ancestral, mythological niece, excuse me, maybe another one. No two of us are going to draw on these energies in the same way. That's what makes it so exciting to get to this turn in the wheel and to begin to recognize that in the spring months of April, May, and June, we spend these 90 days of April, May, and June focusing on me, all the me's that I've ever been throughout time. This is alchemical energy. This is like, what? I'm not alone. No, there's all the me's that I've ever been throughout time. I first got this idea from Cézanne, the painter, because in studying about him and his quirkiness and how weird a guy he was, he had this way of thinking about himself as a painter, and he described it by saying, I just imagined myself stepping over all the dead bodies, quote unquote, of all the artists who've ever lived before me, and I hooked myself onto the front of the chain. This is, to me, that's like, whoa, that's all the me's that I've ever been throughout time, all the artists who've ever lived before me, all the writers who've ever lived before me, all the photographers, all the attorneys, all the mothers, all the sisters, all the friends. We've all have this long heritage. What is it, like 2,100 generations long, that maybe more than that, that 21,000 generations long. I'm dyslexic. I forget where my zeros go. But we just go back and back and back and back and back in time. And now we want to come forward. And we want to be here now. We want to set an intention. So let's take a deep breath. If we're creative, and we are, and we can get a bird's eye view of the center of our circle in the middle of our paper plate circle, and we can, we can connect to the idea of being open. That's a greening force. We can connect to the idea of being independent first. First, I have to have a me, and then I can collaborate with a we. Then I want to recognize where my flexibility is. It's not going to be all the time and everywhere. It's not possible to be flexible all the time and everywhere. But I begin to notice where I resist. And I begin to make choices. Is that actually useful for me? You know how resistant I am to do this? You know how I'm kicking and screaming to come here and be this voice? Just out here in the ethers with you? Damn straight. There's a part of me that's just like, oh, come on, there's a good movie. Let's go watch the movie. But I am so excited. I am so excited that I have got to get over myself. And I've got to allow myself to be flexible enough to move through my resistance and to allow myself to actually share the love I have for this circle. This circle within the circle, and your circle, and you in the middle of your circle. I love your circle. There'll never be another circle like yours. No one's ever, ever, ever going to walk around the natural wheel of the year the way that you do. That excites me. I want to know how you do that. So, take a deep breath again. We are going to consider, I invite you to consider, I implore you to consider, I demand that you consider setting an intention for the rest of the 90-day cycle. It started on June 21st. It's going to go until September 20th, right? That's the fall equinox. We use this quadrant of the year, this quarter of the year, to recognize, hey, it ain't just about me. It ain't just me trying to get this all figured out by myself. Now, from June 21st until September 20th, it's about we. The me becomes joined with the we. We don't discard the me. It's too important. I have to have the greening force of this is who I am. But isn't it wonderful to get curious about how your brilliance is going to grow between now and September 20th? Can you imagine the challenges and the opportunities that are going to be coming to meet you? And so in these four seminars, we're going to be really paying attention to how we can invest in greening, the greening force of this art life path that we're on, no matter what form it takes. It isn't about being a traditional artist, per se. As a matter of fact, I'm really wanting to turn that whole thing upside down and inside out and recognize that in the 21st century, the way that we're evolving, if we are going to be evolving, is going to be by combining, each in our own way, in the ways that we discover, the healing arts and the fine arts. You know, that we hear about and we explore and we take part in things like therapeutic painting or dance or poetry or writing a play that tells a story that shifts the consciousness for the masses. You know, the healing arts and the fine arts are woven together now in a way that is going to get stronger and stronger as time goes on. Back to the center of our circle and floating over top of your home base. Before we end our session for this evening, we're going to put in our four compass points. And so we're going to put the north at the top of our paper plate in our mind's eye. We're just going to make a north star up at the top. That's our navigational point. We're going to really be spending a lot of quality time looking at where we're navigating ourselves to green and how these compass points can help us line ourselves up. So we got the north at the top of our paper plate, and we've got the south at the bottom of our paper plate, kind of right by our belly button. And then over to our right, we've got the east, and over to our left, we've got the west. And we can put our four compass points in our mind's eye. And now we want to really look at how we can set an intention for the remaining weeks of the summer between now and September 20th, the fall equinox. So I invite you, I implore you, I invoke you, I demand that you grow a project, or you grow a relationship, or you grow and develop a new skill. In some way, you choose an area of your life to infuse with a greening force. So that's our first journal prompt, is what are you going to grow? What shall I grow? We started out in the springtime with our overarching question, what shall I create? And we'll be swinging back and forth into the spring and through the summer as we go through our four sessions. But today we really want to look at, well, what am I going to grow? What's my commitment? What's my intention? When we get to the South Gate, there's a real urge to connect with something that is beyond our little world. So we can't just stay home. We have to start going out and exploring. What we're exploring is basically, you know, it's the nature of nature to grow. It's the nature of nature to bloom. It's our nature to expand now, and to expand in healthy ways. So here's a little touchstone for emotional maturity. I've kept this for many, many years. It's from the Menninger Foundation. And it's just some little points to think about as you're growing your project or growing your relationship or growing and developing a new skill. As you're choosing for your journal prompt an area of your life that you would infuse with the greening force, use these this little group that I'm going to give you here, these little bullet points, use these as touchstones for how you'll grow in greens. The first one is the ability to deal constructively with reality. And I really want to impress upon us how practical our work is here in exploring our greening force during this 90-day period. The ability to deal constructively with reality is going to be part and parcel of what we're putting our focus on. Second bullet point, the capacity to adapt to change. The only constant. So again, this circular calendar, as we form it, as we grow it, as we fill it in, we've only got the center of the circle, our home base, and we've got the four compass points. But as we continue to fill it in, we're going to really learn about the spiral dance and being the weaver and being the woven one. And so the third point in our little list here from the Menninger Foundation, criteria of emotional maturity, the third point is a relative freedom from symptoms that are produced by tensions and anxieties. So here's a little story about a guy who's goes into his cave, and in the middle of the night he is woken up and he realizes his candle is showing him that there is a snake in his cave with him. And he can't move, because it could be a poisonous snake, and his candle is giving him enough information from the candlelight to say, this is dangerous. Don't move. Stay put. And he suffers all night, scared to death about the snake in the cave with him. And in the morning, when the daylight comes into the cave, he realizes the snake was a piece of rope that he dropped and hadn't realized it. And so all night long, the rope looked like the snake casting its movement around in his cave. And so the ability to adapt and be relatively free, that's a better one than adapting, being relatively free from tensions and anxieties is a really wonderful part of our four-part introduction to growing our greening force. The next step is the capacity to find more satisfaction in giving than receiving. And of course, these are actually two ends of a very healthy polarity. To give and to receive keeps us very, very healthy. The next in our bullet points is the capacity to relate to other people in a consistent manner with mutual satisfaction and mutual helpfulness, what I'm referring to as mutual influence in our printed materials. We want to be able to mutually influence one another, to collaborate, to be greening ourselves and standing with each other and standing for each other and supporting each other. Even just now, like here on the call and in listening to the recording, knowing that we can be there for each other energetically. The next point on our list of the criteria of emotional maturity is the capacity to sublimate, to direct one's instinctive hostile energy into creative and constructive outlets. You know, take that one, make that part of your intention for the next 90 days. See how you can set that one into your capacity to grow a project or a relationship or develop a new skill. Lastly, in our list of criteria of emotional maturity is the capacity to love. I wanted to give those to us as touchstones because they come from a place that historically has been very nurturing for health and well-being, and that's the Menninger Foundation. If we look up the work of William C. Menninger, he was a doctor who knew about holistic health and knew how to initiate the ability to develop and change and break away from debilitating tensions and stress. I want to thank you so much for being here this evening. I know we're all very much pulled in different directions. I want to encourage you to be here for all four of our teleseminars. Next week we're going to grow our compass points, and in between our teleseminars, we're going to have You'll have the MP3 recording, of course. I encourage you to share it with others. I really would love it if you would get a buddy, somebody that would come on the call or listen to the recording with you, so that, again, you know, as you're growing your greening force over these 90 days, you're really having somebody who can stand with you and also, you know, show up and keep you on track, make you accountable, an accountability buddy. So every Tuesday and Thursday, starting the day after tomorrow, every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm going to do a two-minute tune-up video, and those are going to be in line with what we're doing here. So you'll have the videos to also support you as we go forward. As we come to the close of our session for this evening, again, I'm keeping them short and sweet. I want them to be easily digestible. I want you to be able to come here and relax for 45 minutes without any distractions and really sense into the motion of your own life, to get up after the call is over and dance, find your own rhythm, to really, you know, put some water on your face or on your arms and just recognize that you can really lean into a greening, a changing, a breaking away, allowing a fuller, more rapid growth to your own greening force as you go forward in these 4 weeks ahead as we dive in together and explore your greening force. The nature of the flower is to bloom. Thank you very much. Donna Iona Droza, Wren House Studio, in our first session of exploring your greening force. Your journal prompt is to begin to grow your project or the relationship or to develop a new skill. Choose an area, choose one, and begin to infuse it with your greening force. Begin to get curious about where you resist, where you close down, where you're not willing to be interdependent and don't feel you have to push yourself in any direction at this moment in time. Begin to recognize that the 90 days of spring was the me space, all the me's that I've ever been throughout time, and the 90 days of fall is the we space, really beginning to consider others and how together we can share this time-tested way of walking the natural circle, the natural calendar, the spiral dance of life. I send you so much love, and as always, I sign out with looking up. Donna Iona Drozda. See you next time.